Right, yeah, catching up with Mike Griffin this morning to talk more about that weather system. Hello, Mike.
G'day, mate. Yes, it's been pretty wet. It's been pouring rain north of Innisfail. I've had over 230 millimetres and there's flooding up there. Townsville's had 117 and there's flooding there. And we've had quite a bit of rain, not much around Gladstone, only about 3 or 4 millimetres. Boyne Island's had 8 millimetres and a few places inland have had 10 to 15. And Emerald's had... 40-odd? I'm just trying to check now. 63 millimetres. And also around Springshore there, they've had 30 or 40 millimetres as well.
All right. Now, mate, next 24 hours, are we expecting that rain system to come down and hit the central Queensland coast and further inland?
The rain band itself seems to be part of a low, and that little small low seems to be heading down towards east of Mackay. So most of the heavy rain's going to move offshore.
Okay.
We'll get the steady rain here, it looks like, in the next few hours. And we've had some pretty heavy falls, actually, down just north of Brisbane, too. They've had up over 100 millimetres down there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it might affect the magic ground.
All right, so you think it might go around the coast of central Queensland more so?
We're still going to get some more rain, steady rain, in the next 24 to 48 hours. Most of the heavy stuff will be to the north of us because the low is moved further out to sea.
Yeah.
If the low had come close to the coast, we would probably getting up to those triple-figure falls, but it's moved further out to sea.
All right. Mm. Can we expect any change? Is there an expectation that could change in the next 24 or 48 hours? I mean, the weather's always unpredictable.
No, exactly. I'm not perfect, but the way I'm seeing it at the moment, if that's, like I said, it all depends on that small low. If that comes onto the coast up near Mackay that way or comes closer to Shoalwater Bay, then we'll be getting hundreds of millimetres. But I'm just thinking at the moment it's staying offshore.
All right. No worries, mate. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll catch up again tomorrow.
Yeah, and also, too, it's 20 knots out in the offshore water, so it's SOTW.
Yeah,
seas are up over the 2 metres around Rundle Island and places like that. So stay for that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.
Good on you, Hammond.
Weatherman Mike Griffin there, keeping us up to date on 4CC. Good morning.